Welcome to Audio Journal's Radioactive Theater, which presents quality dramas, comedies, and mysteries from or reminiscent of the golden age of radio. This production is A Bench in the Shade by Ron Clark. It takes place over a period of 6 months at the Valley Seaside Heights Manor Retirement Home. The characters are Paul, played by Jeff Van Amberg, Annie, played by Katherine Thornton, Roberto, played by Leo Frappier, and the announcer, played by Julie Standrovich. The time is the present, springtime. All of the action takes place on or around a bench in the shade.
Attention all residents of Seaside Heights Manor. The groundskeepers have asked that those of you using walkers please stay off the putting green. The extra holes are making the game too easy.
Oh, and good morning to you, too.
Paul, you're not going to believe what's going on upstairs. Mrs. Guerin ran over old man Fletcher with a wheelchair, and then Fletcher hit her with his cane. They're up there treating her right now. Oh, yes, and the chef has threatened to quit.
Oh, so it's not all bad news. And what were those sirens I heard before?
That was Mrs. Conway. She found her room too cold, so she set fire to it.
Oh, that works. Did you remember to move your clock forward?
I'm not doing that anymore.
What's so difficult about moving your clock forward once a year?
Why should I lose an hour?
You lose an hour now, but you get it back later.
What if I'm not here later? I'm not dying an hour short. A lot can happen in an hour. You could fall in love in an hour.
You can brush your teeth in an hour.
I'm not doing it, and that's final. By the way, those men are back. You know, those business types who have been hanging around here for the last 2 weeks?
Maybe they're from the health department, trying to figure out how come we're still alive.
Something's going on, I tell you. I have a good nose for stuff like that. I can smell trouble.
I don't have to smell it. I read about it. Here.
You know I don't read the paper anymore. Although I have to admit I miss the sports pages.
You do?
Yeah, I used to like to see who got arrested. That new shaving lotion?
No, it's Vicks VapoRub.
It's very becoming if you like the smell of medicine cabinets.
You can always sit somewhere else.
You know darn well that this is the only bench that's in the shade. Want an apple?
Do you have two of them?
Why, do you want two of them? I offered you an apple. Do you want it or not?
I'd better not. My stomach.
If you didn't spend the entire day reading that garbage, your stomach wouldn't be so messed up.
I'm not like you, Annie. I like to know what's going on in the world.
You don't get it, do you? It's the same news every day. All they do is change the names.
You have to make all that noise.
It's called chewing, remember?
What is that supposed to mean?
It means that some of us can still eat solids.
I eat solids.
Pills don't count.
But people eat too much anyway. There's an article about that very thing in here today. Did you ever stop to think about how many meals we consume in a lifetime?
I don't have time. I'm too busy eating.
Let's say for the sake of simplification that we're both 80.
I'm nowhere near 80.
What are you talking about? You're 77.
That's closer to 75.
Now, 3 meals a day times 365 days a year, that's over 1,000 meals a year. That's 77,000 meals you've had so far.
Don't forget the snacks.
Would you mind chewing more quietly while I read my paper?
Ah, there's nothing like spring, is there?
It's not spring until tomorrow. If you read the paper, you'd know that.
Why can't you learn to go with the flow? Not worry exact days are. In other words, approach life with more poetry.
You can go on with that poetry crap all you want, but it's still not spring until tomorrow.
What happened to you today? You're even more sour than usual. Something in the news upset you?
Everything in the news upsets me.
Then don't read it.
How can you go through life not knowing what's going on?
I'm in the twilight of my years. I don't have to know what's going on anymore. I can enjoy the scenery, I can bask in the breeze, and I can eat my apple. And she scores!
Can I read now?
Be my guest. Besides, if I want to know anything, all I have to do is take out my phone. It does everything. I can check the weather, the time, breaking news, messages, emails, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook, you name it.
No, you name it. I'm not interested in any of that.
It's the 21st century, Paul.
Don't remind me.
You should get one of these. It has a timer so you won't forget to take your pills. You can play games on it. You can listen to music. You can use it as a flashlight when you get up at night to go to the bathroom.
I don't need a flashlight. I leave the lights on.
No wonder you don't sleep at night.
Who told you that?
You did. Every day you complain about not sleeping.
Well, how many hours do you sleep at night?
8 hours.
Well, that's too much. 8 hours a day times 365...
You're just jealous. It drives you crazy that I never told you my secret.
What secret?
How I fall asleep. Okay, I'll tell you. First of all, I get into bed.
That's some secret.
Then I lie on my back with my eyes wide open. I count my dead friends.
Oh, that's cheerful.
I'm not looking for anything cheerful. I'm looking for sleep.
You count your dead friends?
That's right. By the time I get to you, I'm sound asleep.
I fail to see the humor in that.
You fail to see the humor in everything. That's probably why you became an accountant.
Accountants don't have to be funny, as long as they know how to balance.
There's proof right there. What do you think of the new boarder?
What new boarder?
That new guy who moved in a few days ago. He's an actor, you know. Does the name Roberto Della Rosa mean anything to you?
Never heard of him.
Of course you have. He made several movies with that famous Italian actress. You know, what's her name?
Her I've heard of.
I knew today was going to be a special day. My horoscope never lies.
Your horoscope never shuts up.
Anyway, he introduced himself to me this morning. I hope you don't mind. I asked him to come join us on the bench.
You what? Shouldn't you check with me before making decisions like that? It's bad luck, three on a bench.
It's three on a match.
Same thing.
I think he's the best-looking man in the entire place.
You think every man is good-looking?
There are exceptions. I wonder how he wound up in this place.
Oh, this is just a wild guess, but maybe it has something to do with his age.
What's the matter with you? Movie stars don't age. They just grow more intriguing.
Tell me something, Annie. How come, if he's such an intriguing movie star, he didn't wind up in some fancy actor's home?
Maybe he doesn't like actors.
Good. That makes two of us.
What have you got against actors?
Nothing. If I want to see them, I turn on my TV. If I don't, I give them the clicker. I don't need Hollywood phonies in my life.
Well, I do. I think they're fascinating people. Besides, I've never made love to an actor.
I read somewhere that you don't make love to an actor. You have sex with an actor while he talks to his agent.
He doesn't know it yet, but he and I have something in common. I dabbled in the theater.
Beauty pageants are not exactly theater.
They both take place on stage. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that him?
Who?
The actor.
How can you tell from here?
He radiates.
Oh, good. A radiator. He'll come in handy next winter.
He's looking this way.
With the back of his head?
That's not the back of his head. That's the way he wears his hair.
Covering his face?
It happens to be very seductive.
Who's he trying to seduce? Yorkshire Terriers?
He's coming this way. Quick, quick, help me up. No, not like that. Go around the other side.
Why?
No, he won't see you helping me.
Oh, what is he going to think I'm doing? The Heimlich maneuver?
Help.
Oh, you're heavier than I thought.
I'm not heavy. It's gravity.
I think I know where your gravity went.
Where'd he go?
Maybe he just wanted to see if I could get you up.
You should have helped me faster.
Do you plan to remain standing?
Why would I want to remain standing?
Just trying to save myself some work.
Is that him over there?
That's the mailman. There is a resemblance, though.
I would appreciate it if you made an effort not to rattle pages like that.
Boy, you have some nerve. You show up here every day. Late, I might add.
What am I late for? To see what pajamas you're wearing today?
What's wrong with pajamas?
Every single day?
I take a nap in the morning, a nap in the afternoon, and a nap before going to bed. Why should I bother dressing and undressing all day long?
Why can't you wear a sports jacket now and then so I have something to look at?
Don't look.
I'm not asking you to spend a lot of money, just a nice, simple jacket, so you could look a little more presentable, like yours truly.
Who asked you to get dressed up to come meet me?
First of all, I don't dress for you. I dress for myself. Every morning, I pick out a nice skirt, a nice top, some jewelry. I even change shoes every day. And then I look in the mirror and I say, you still got it, gal. And that's why I dress. If it happens to cheer up people all around me, all the better.
I don't need cheering up. All I need are my naps.
Where could he have gone? Why would he come out here, look this way, start toward us, and then suddenly disappear? What makes a person do a thing like that? I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You hate the fact that I like to sit here quietly and read my paper. You can't stand it, can you?
You know what your problem is, Paul? You're not at peace with yourself.
Oh, I'm at peace with myself. I'm just not at peace with you. Why don't you do me a favor and go sit on another bench?
Believe me, if there was another bench in the shade, I'd never sit with you.
Oh, yeah? Then why did you call and insist I come stay here at Seaside Heights Manor?
What are you talking about?
You know damn well what I'm talking about. You tracked me down and you called me and said, "Hi, Paul, it's Annie. I'm phoning you from a place called Seaside Heights Manor near Asbury Park, New Jersey. And a room just opened up. I didn't even know who you were."
You knew enough to show up.
I mean, at first, I didn't know who you were. I hadn't heard from you in 40 years.
42. 42 years. What I packed into those years. What memories. You're looking at a very contented woman.
I'm not looking.
I've had a good life, Paul, and that includes every emotion imaginable. I've been happy, I've been sad, I've been ecstatic, I've been depressed. I've been healthy, I've been sick. I've had terrible shocks. I've had great surprises. I've had ups and I've had downs. I've had it all.
So what are you suggesting with that laundry list? Just because I stayed married to one woman, lived in one house, worked at one job all my life, are you suggesting I didn't live?
I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just saying that life is a challenge and you've got to challenge it right back. And that's what I did. I tasted life.
I tasted it too. And I spit it out. You're like a lot of people who review their lives and leave out all the rotten parts.
I'm not leaving out anything. I'm including 3 failed marriages and the children I never had. All I'm saying is that I'm not afraid to review my life and analyze it. That's the big difference between the two of us. I see life as one big tableau.
Tableau?
Yes, tableau.
Do I hear French spoken here?
Oh, Roberto, what a nice surprise. I want you to meet Paul Lipton before he leaves.
I'm leaving?
Yes, you had things to do, remember?
I did?
A pleasure to meet you, Senor. Annie told me all about you.
And he still wanted to meet you.
I suppose I should go take my Pepto-Bismol.
Before mealtime?
It's the least I can do for my stomach.
I happen to like the food here so far.
Oh, really? Well, unless you've come directly from jail, that statement makes no sense whatsoever.
And you said he had no sense of humor.
Wait.
Just a moment, please. You may be interested in hearing this. I spoke to management last evening.
Oh, are we going on strike?
I suggested it might be fun if they let us have a dance one of these nights.
That is the single best news I've heard in years. I can't wait to dress up for this dance.
I don't have anything to wear to a dance.
What's the matter? You don't have any party pajamas?
I also talked to them about taking a day trip to Atlantic City. Do a little gambling. See a show.
I love slot machines. I love the noise they make. They're like little piggy banks.
Yeah, piggy banks that fill up and run away with your money. I was an accountant. Accountants don't gamble.
Are they allowed to go see a show?
Say yes, Paul. Try it. It might be fun.
Yeah, you guys work it out.
Lentil soup today.
Did you have to tell me? Half the fun of living here is trying to guess what we just ate.
Arrivederci. He's quite a character.
Well, he's been through some rough times. Do you know how far back we go together? Over 40 years.
That long?
We knew each other in Columbus, where we're both from. I had just been crowned Miss Ohio when we met.
Miss Ohio? And I see on the bulletin board that you were voted Miss Seaside Heights Manor.
Well, there's not a whole lot of competition here. Believe it or not, Paul and I were once engaged to be married. I don't think he ever forgave me for running off with his best friend, the richest boy in town.
You married his best friend?
Well, he wasn't his best friend after that.
And now you're here together.
I know, it's crazy, isn't it? A lot happened in between. I married two more rich men.
Wow, three for three.
Rich men have a lot in common. They like their women young and pretty, and they don't like them to age.
Rich men are stupid.
They also have a habit of getting caught in bed with their wife's best friend.
Are you saying that happened all three times?
How does that saying go? What goes around keeps going around?
Boy, I thought I had marriage stories.
How many times were you married?
Four.
You win. But then again, you're an actor. It's expected of you. Were any of them actresses?
Three of them were. An actor should never marry an actress. There just aren't enough mirrors in a house.
Anybody I'd recognize?
I don't think so. I always made sure I had the top billing.
All Italian?
No. One Italian, one Spanish, and one Moroccan. The fourth was an American, and she wasn't even in the business, and she was blind.
Really?
But she saw through me anyway.
Any children?
Two. A young man and a young woman. I haven't seen either one in over 20 years.
Are they here?
As far as I know, they're still in Italy.
Aren't you dying to see them?
Yes, but they're not dying to see me.
That bad, huh?
Plans that didn't quite work out.
I had my share of those.
What about you? Do you have any children?
Not a one. I could sure use a couple of kids right now.
To take care of you?
No, to take care of them.
Maybe you and I can take care of each other.
You Latin types don't waste time, do you?
It's such a beautiful day. Shall we dine on the terrace? Prego.
Grazie.
I spoke to the chef last night. I got him to replace the lentil soup with minestrone.
Life is full of surprises.
Attention, everyone. Once again, may we remind you that there is no smoking on the premises. The only area where smoking is permitted is the area next to the health club. And that goes for the medical staff as well.
Why are you standing?
We sit too much. We're always sitting. If we're not sitting out here, we're sitting inside. We sit in our rooms, we sit to eat. All we do is sit. It's not good for the circulation.
I would think it would be the opposite. When you're standing, your blood goes right down into your feet. But when you sit, at least the blood takes a little detour at your knees.
You should do some of these exercises.
I exercise plenty.
Like what?
Well, since I started putting pants on every morning, that's 45 minutes right there. What are you doing?
I'm writing my memoirs.
Your what?
You know, what we spend a lifetime accumulating.
Did you keep a diary?
I don't need a diary. It's all up here in my head.
Yeah, you should have kept a diary. What made you start writing your memoirs anyway?
Why not? I'm feeling good. There's a new man in my life. He told me he's from a place called Ferentino, just outside Rome, or as he calls it, Roma.
Roma. How many pages have you got so far?
Two.
Not exactly a load of memories.
Don't you worry about that. Now, if you don't mind, I'm reviewing an entire lifetime here. I have a lot of work to do. I'm trying to sort out husband number one from husband number two, and then there's husband number three.
That's real nice, calling your husbands by numbers.
I'm only calling them by numbers because you didn't know them.
I don't think you remember their names.
I certainly do. There was Adam and Bernie and Charles.
I noticed you stayed at the front of the alphabet.
For your information, there was almost a Xavier in there, too, but he got away. I especially remember Bernie. Having sex with Bernie was like ordering Peking duck. You had to give him 2 days' notice.
You stole that joke from the comedian last week.
So what? You stole the one the week before.
Which one?
The one about the bank.
Oh, yeah. I asked the teller to check my balance. She pushed me. That's it. That's it? No more writing?
You'd be surprised what a few pages a day can add up to. 2 pages a day times 365.
Are you planning to work weekends?
A writer works all the time. Weekends, holidays, vacations.
You mean to tell me that Shakespeare never took a day off?
How do I know what Shakespeare did? We're not the same type of writer.
No kidding. By the way, I did a little research on your actor friend. According to his dossier, he's moved around quite a lot. He's resided at three different homes in the last 18 months.
Maybe he's been looking for the perfect place.
Does Seaside Heights Manor look like the perfect place? We're nowhere near the sea. As for the heights, we're below street level. And calling this place a manor is like calling my bathroom a villa.
Well, I think it's just fine. People complain too much. We should be satisfied with what we have.
Is that right? I have an ulcer, weak lungs, a replacement knee, and a bad heart. I'm telling you right now, I'm not satisfied. I'll bet that's not his own hair.
So he borrowed it from someone.
And those aren't his real teeth.
Whose are they, his mother's?
That's not his original nose, either.
When did you become such an expert?
And his face has been pulled back.
Of course his face has been pulled back. He's a movie star.
And I guarantee you that's not his real name.
All I know is that he's someone I'm very much interested in. And he's obviously interested in me, too.
Oh, really? I haven't seen him around that much this week.
It's the courting game.
Looks more like the rejection game.
Don't worry about that. Just stay tuned.
You mark my words. That man will bring you nothing but trouble.
You know, just because two people sit next to each other doesn't mean they have to talk.
That's a great idea. I'll go first.
You'll go first what?
I'll go first not talking.
You're impossible.
You're talking to me.
You know what I think would be good for you? You should learn to meditate.
I'm medicated enough.
Meditate, not medicate.
If you knew what's going on in the world, you'd be too nervous to meditate. They've got platforms floating around the globe. Doctors are transplanting body parts willy-nilly. And now they're talking about cloning people.
You mean there could be two of you?
That's right. By next year, I could be sitting on both sides of you. I'm telling you, it's time to pack it in.
Well, when I'm ready to meet my maker, I'll send you a tweet.
What are you, a bird? By the way, have you made arrangements for the inevitable?
It's too early to make those plans. What about you?
I'm going to be cremated.
And where do you want your ashes to go?
I couldn't care less.
Don't you want them to go to a special place?
They can flush them down the toilet for all I care.
I feel sorry for you.
And whatever you do, please, no eulogy. I hate eulogies. Everybody was the best father, the best husband, the best provider, the best wit. A week before, they were calling him an asshole. What the hell is that?
It's called knitting. I took a correspondence course last year.
Do you think that maybe some of the lessons got lost in the mail?
What's wrong with it?
What made you decide to knit a scarf?
It's not a scarf. It's a sweater.
Who for? A baboon?
Actually, it's for Roberto.
Perfect!
Yoo-hoo! Yoo-hoo! Ah, there you are. I didn't see you at breakfast this morning.
Sure you did. You sat next to me.
I was talking to Annie.
I wasn't hungry. I had a restless night.
Perhaps dreaming about someone special?
Now you stop that.
I think I'll go eat another breakfast.
I thought you didn't like the food here.
I don't, but it can't be worse than the gooey stuff out here.
Clam chowder today!
Good luck finding the clams!
You know what he told me when he got back from his knee operation? I miss the hospital food. What have you got there?
I thought you might enjoy leafing through my career.
Oh, what fun!
I'll spare you the really early years. This was my very first screen appearance. That's me at the 7, and that's Sophia Loren squeezing me into her bosom.
I see you're smiling.
Yes, even at 7, you know a soft pillow when you see one.
Was she nice?
The nicest. I played her son. She treated me like I was a star. This is me with Anna Mugnani. She was also a big Italian movie queen. I was 13 here. I played a young thief. And this is when I came to America.
Beach bongo party.
They were grooming me to become the next Frankie Avalon. That's me playing ping pong with Annette Funicello. She didn't even speak Italian.
Was that Rock Hudson?
Yes. We became good friends.
How good?
No, nothing like that. We had the same agent. As you can well imagine, our agent spent a lot more time on Rock's career than on mine.
I'll bet you went to a lot of wild parties.
Not that many. When you're making films, you have to get up at 5 a.m.
I thought actors and actresses just lounged around swimming pools all day.
Only the unemployed ones. The rest of us got up at 5. Sometimes we'd work till 11, 12 at night, and then up again at 5 the next morning.
Didn't leave you much time for those sordid Hollywood love affairs.
That's the beauty of sordid love affairs. They don't take much time.
You're lucky. You had a colorful career.
Colorful, but short. Skinny dipping with the wife of a studio boss is not a great career builder.
You really were a naughty boy, weren't you? What about all those movies you made in France and Spain?
I got most of those because I spoke the language, and there weren't that many.
You're much too humble.
Don't tell Paul any of this, okay?
Promise.
Do you think he approves of me?
Who cares?
I mean, the two of you go back so far together.
All we do is argue.
Yes, but sometimes people who argue like that do it because there's something else going on inside.
Me and Paul? Are you out of your mind?
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Now I can move forward with my plan.
What plan?
I think you and I would make a wonderful couple.
A couple of what?
A couple of happy senior citizens.
Is this a proposal?
Well, it's more like a proposition.
I remember those. You want to move in with me?
Or you move in with me.
Either way, we'd be in the same room together.
That's the general idea.
Sorry.
But I thought we had something special going.
We do. And the reason we do is because we live in separate rooms. I'm getting too old to start bumping into people. I bruise too easily.
I'd be very careful.
Roberto, you're very sweet. But after years of being independent, it's very hard to turn the clock back. We'd only get on each other's nerves.
What if I asked you to marry me?
Let's see now. You're 4 plus my 3, and now this one would make 8. 8 is not a lucky number.
Says who?
Says me.
But Annie, we're not going to live forever.
Speak for yourself. I intend to go way past 100.
Alone?
Not alone. I have you upstairs 6 rooms down the hall.
5.
See that? We're even closer than I thought.
So I take it that's an official turn down?
Don't think of it as a turn down. Think of it more as a traffic solution. You know, the bumping into each other.
You're definitely one of a kind.
Yes, but what kind?
The kind that makes me want to live as long as you do.
Oh, that's nice.
Attention all residents. There will be a fire drill this afternoon at 2 p.m. If you think you might be napping, may we suggest you leave a wake-up call.
Oh, keep away, you miserable flying objects.
There you are. Just the man I want to see.
Really?
You've no doubt observed how Annie and I have been warming up to each other the last few weeks.
It's not exactly classified information.
Well, I thought that since you've known her for so long, you might be able to give me a few pointers on how best to approach her.
I think you're way past the approaching phase.
What I mean is, I think I may have made a wrong move.
What kind of move?
I asked her to marry me.
That's not a move. That's a complete relocate. And what did she say?
She turned me down.
She's smarter than I thought. No offense. I simply mean, who gets married at this age?
I would. What the hell? You only live once.
Which is more than plenty.
I realize, now that I met Annie, what I've been missing all these years. I mean, besides everything, I've been missing the excitement that comes with a new romance. The fluttering that goes on in your heart. The sizzling, the tingling.
This sounds a lot like shingles to me.
I swear, I can remember every single love I ever had. Starting when I was 7. Angelina was her name. She was so cute. So petite.
Most women are at that age.
I mean, she was small for her age.
Maybe she was only 4.
Are you accusing me of going out with a 4-year-old?
Just saying.
What about you, Paul? What do you miss? Surely you miss something.
I miss my Sylvie. And I miss our son, our only child. And now they're both gone.
Yes, sir. I was looking forward to wife number 5.
You were looking forward to a heart attack.
Hello, boys, and I use the term lightly.
You look simply ravishing today.
Ooh, why, thank you.
So that's what ravishing looks like.
Those men are back.
What men?
The ones who've been snooping around for months. There's a rumor going around that this place may be up for sale.
It's more than a rumor. They've been taking pictures and measuring.
Why don't I go have a talk with these people?
A lot of good that'll do.
I'm a very persuasive guy.
I'll vouch for that.
I'll see you at lunch. You too, Paul.
That's what's known as a doer.
Speaking of doers, maybe you could do something for me.
Like what?
I have a question. As you know, I'm not one to beat around the bush. I say what I want to say, when I want to say it, and how I want to say it, and to whom I want to say it.
Is there a short version of this question?
That dance that the doer managed to organize.
What about it?
Well, I was thinking of maybe going.
That's the spirit. Now you're talking.
There's just one problem. I can't dance. I always felt bad that my Sylvie wanted to dance, and I couldn't.
And you'd like me to teach you?
Not here.
Why not?
Me and you? Here?
Who's going to stop us? We're senior citizens. We could go naked right now if we wanted to.
Let's not push it. I'd like to start with the waltz, if you don't mind.
The waltz it is. What's with your shoes? Are they new?
Sort of.
Why are they making so much noise?
They're a little loose. See?
Jimmy's family is upstairs going crazy looking for his things. Are those Jimmy's?
He willed them to me.
He willed them to you?
He told me a few days before he died that he wanted me to have some of his things, including his shoes, because we're the same size, more or less.
What do you mean, more or less? You wear a 9, he wore a 13.
A podiatrist once told me that your toes should be able to play the piano inside your shoes.
Why would anybody want to wear somebody else's shoes, especially a dead person's shoes?
Because they're comfortable.
They're 4 sizes too big.
That's why they're comfortable.
And where'd you get that watch?
What watch?
The one on your arm. You never wore a watch before.
That's because I never believed in time.
And now you do.
Well, now I have a watch.
What else did he will you?
Nothing else. Just some cash.
You took money, too?
A few dollars that were crumpled up on the floor.
You really are something.
The maids would have taken it anyway.
Let's get back to the waltz. I'm going to propel the movement, although you will ostensibly be leading, understand?
No.
Just follow me. 1, 2, 3, 4. There is no 4 in the waltz. It's just 3. Here we go. 1, 2, 3. You're doing very nicely. And 1, 2, 3, don't look at your feet. 2, 3. Look at me. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Danny, Seaside Heights has been sold.
Attention all residents. Dr. Arnold will be conducting a free hearing test in the main salon this afternoon. I said Dr. Arnold will be conducting a free hearing test in the main salon this afternoon.
How come you're up so early?
Old man Fletcher came into my room by mistake and lay down next to me. I think it was a mistake. I haven't seen you work on your memoirs recently.
I'm taking a break, letting my thoughts rest for a while, allowing my brain to relax.
Yeah, well, be careful it doesn't turn to jello.
Do you forget who you're talking to? My mind is as sharp as ever. And don't kid yourself, the mind is everything. Eating, drinking, making love, it's all up here. Well, it used to be somewhere else, but...
I get it. I suppose you saw the list they posted?
What list?
The list of potential places for us to move to.
Who says we're moving?
Annie, open your eyes. Stop pretending. You can't see what's going on around you.
Roberto says he may have a solution.
Oh, please.
What have you got against him? So far, he's arranged for us to have a dance. We went to Atlantic City. He organized that whole 4th of July picnic. Did I
the dance, the trip, or the picnic?
All of it. Remember, I got it on my phone. That's when I hit the nickel jackpot.
Where am I?
Probably in the John, where you spend most of your leisure time.
Who's the old lady?
That's Old Man Fletcher.
I never saw him wear a dress before.
It was his coming out dress. There's Roberto. He looks so debonair, so sophisticated, so man of the world.
He's dressed exactly like the croupier. Is it true he asked you to marry him?
Told you that.
The groom.
I wasn't going to tell you.
Why not? You told me about all the others. Why'd you turn him down?
I'm not really sure why. Want to see you on the dance floor? That's you, dancing with Mrs. Guerin.
Why is she making that face?
Maybe because you're doing the waltz while they're playing a rap song.
Rap and song don't belong in the same sentence.
I disagree with you. I've heard some rap that was very profound and very meaningful.
Then how come every second word rhymes with truck?
Okay, no more pictures.
Do you want to see some of the places they're suggesting? These are all in New Jersey. There's one near Point Pleasant. It's called Point Pleasant Acres. I guarantee it's not pleasant, and it's way less than an acre.
What about the point?
There is no point. There's no point to any of this.
Then why are you getting all agitated?
I'm not agitated. I'm stating the facts. Here's another one. This one is called Valley View Gardens.
Let me guess. There's no valley.
No view.
And a lousy garden.
Oh, you're catching on. The names they give these places. Summer Hill Terrace, Winter Garden Meadow, Oaklawn Vista.
You know the rule. The fancier the name, the fancier the price.
Now, if they had something called Cell Block 11.
There must be a way to time it just right. You have so much money, and then the day you run out of it, you drop dead.
It's a crazy system. They do everything to keep you alive, but very little to keep you living.
You know, if I had to move again, I'd want to be closer to Manhattan. Somewhere like Nyack or Poughkeepsie.
What's the difference? You never go to New York.
But I'd still like to be near. It's where I spent my married life. With Adam, we lived on Central Park West. With Bernie, we lived on Central Park South. And with Charles, we lived on Park Avenue. Not bad for a girl from Columbus, huh?
You know what I never understood about you, Annie? You married three super rich guys, and yet you still wound up here.
I guess I had to prove to myself that I didn't marry for money.
Well, you proved it to me.
You realize this is the first day of the rest of our lives?
Are you trying to depress me?
Did you see that baby who came to visit someone yesterday? The cutest thing I've ever seen. He was just starting to walk.
And we're just stopping.
It's the circle of life, Paul. We leave, the young replace us. Although I have a feeling we come back.
Is that so?
Maybe as something else.
Anything in particular?
I don't know. Maybe some nice friendly animal like a lamb or a deer.
No rodents?
Oh, no, of course not.
I hate to be the one to break this to you, Annie, but when it ends, it ends.
You're so negative.
I'm not negative. I'm just observant. I've watched every single year that I've been on Earth, and so far, no one has ever come back from anywhere. That's why it's called the end. If it wasn't, they'd call it be right back. But they don't. They call it the end.
You know what? I think you're afraid of the hereafter.
What if I told you that there's only a here and no after?
If there's no hereafter, then there's probably no one in charge up there, right?
I didn't say that.
And if the great coordinator doesn't exist, then just how do you explain these trees and these bushes and these flowers?
Freaks of nature.
And Niagara Falls.
A wetter freak of nature.
I think you're a freak of nature.
You're right. Me, you, we're all freaks of nature.
Roberto!
Let me explain this, if I may. In the beginning, the universe exploded. Bada-bing, bada-bang. Particles flew all over the place. Some of it got together and formed the slime. All of a sudden, the slime started to swim. Then it started to crawl. It developed arms and legs, then ears and a nose. And eventually, that slime turned into us.
Roberto! I don't have to listen to this. It's a free country.
Yes, free, but expensive.
Were you calling me?
Thank God you're here. Paul is having one of his meltdowns.
I'm not down, and I'm not melting.
Well, this may cheer everybody up. I made some phone calls, and I'm happy to report that a few people still remember who I was. I think I may have a way to save Seaside Heights Manor.
You do?
It's a bit of a long shot, but I think it's worth it.
Long shots are called long shots for a reason.
Why don't we just listen to him?
Thank you. This documentary company is very interested in talking to all of you about how unfair it is to give such short notice. They'll want to know about your background, your families, how you wound up here. They're also interested in possibly exposing what you people in this country call shenanigans that may have gone on with the sale of this property. They're here now. I have to get back to them.
You mean they're doing a documentary about us? They're going to pry into our personal lives? That's an invasion of privacy. I'll sue.
Come on, Paul. It's a chance for you to voice your opinion. You can complain about the staff, the service, the food. It'll be as if you died and went to complaint heaven.
Who's going to listen to a bunch of old fuddy-duddies?
They might if you weren't such an old fuddy-duddy.
Do we get paid for this?
I imagine if you're interviewed, you get a token fee.
What if we're just in the background?
I don't think they pay you for that.
I'll sue. I'll bet you most of the documentary will revolve around him.
So what? As long as we benefit from it, what do we care?
I'd like to know why he's doing all this for us.
All stars like to have a cause.
Well, I don't need his charity.
Where's Paul going?
To his room, I guess.
Is something the matter?
I think this whole thing is bringing back memories of his wife and son.
He told me about that.
Did he tell you about the car accident?
No.
And that he was driving at the time?
No, he didn't. Poor guy. Come, I think they're ready for you.
Gee, I don't know how to talk to cameras.
It's nothing. All you have to do is speak from the heart, relax, and sit up straight.
I might be able to do one of those. I must say this is all very exciting, and it's all being coordinated by the man upstairs.
You mean the producer?
Yeah, you can call him that.
Attention all residents. A pillbox containing dozens of pills has been found in the lobby. These are the initials on the box. S-M-T-W-T-F... Oh, never mind.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to move the bench to get out of the sun.
What sun? It's going to rain.
Who told you that?
My phone. It tells me everything.
Well, your phone is wrong. My knee is the one who tells me when it's going to rain. And so far, my knee is silent.
Which knee? The old one or the replacement?
The old one. The replacement doesn't talk.
Anyway, I brought these umbrellas just in case. Is this your cane?
It's called a walking stick.
I suppose when you get a wheelchair, you'll call it a car. How do you like it?
It's too long. It's only good when I'm going downhill. Are you going to help me with this or not?
You're serious about this?
I'm serious about everything.
Don't I know it?
Oh, just grab your end. I'll count to three. Here we go.
Who made you the leader?
Someone has to be in charge. That's how things get done. You notice there aren't five presidents of the United States. There's only one.
Five presidents is not such a bad idea. One to do the job and the other four to apologize for him.
Just lift your end.
Okay.
Did it! We moved it!
We did?
Yes, at least a quarter inch.
Is that the plan, a quarter inch a day? By next year, we'll have made a complete circle.
By next year, God knows where we'll be.
Don't worry so much. Roberto is on the case. As soon as that documentary hits the air, everything could change.
Where is Roberto today?
Didn't you hear? The second floor is quarantined.
What is it? The plague?
The flu.
I thought we all got shots for that.
Maybe he wasn't here when we got our shots. Do you remember when we got our shots?
I don't even remember getting a shot.
Well, you did. You held on to me so tightly I was bruised for a week.
I don't see anything.
That's because it's been 3 months.
I don't like needles. I don't like nurses, and especially don't like doctors.
You don't have to like them. You just have to listen to them.
You listen to them. And you can tell me later what they said.
Uh-oh, it's starting to drizzle. Here, take this umbrella. Here, okay.
This isn't working. You'll have to lower yours so mine can be on top.
Oh, I forgot. You're the leader. Oh, I love the rain.
You love everything.
It feels like we're at an old college football game.
Funny. To me, it feels like we're at an old people's home.
I'd rather pretend I'm 20. Wouldn't you like to be 20 again?
No, thanks. The last time I was 20, you left me for that millionaire jerk.
Come on, Paul. You told me a long time ago that I probably did you the biggest favor ever.
True, but I still wouldn't want to be 20 again.
Well, I would. I liked being 20. I've been 20 at least 3 times. I was 20 when I was 20. When I was 15, I pretended to be 20. And when I was 35, I still pretended to be 20. The truth is, I've been happy at all ages. I'm even happy right now.
I'm getting wet here.
How can that be? You're covered by 2 umbrellas.
This thing has a hole in it. This isn't my umbrella. I don't have a handle like this.
Then what was it doing in your room?
What were you doing in my room?
How else was I supposed to get your umbrella?
I don't like people going in my room.
You have such private things in your room.
It's my room.
You're in room 38, right?
I'm in 36.
And who's in 38?
That's old man Fletcher. Here, take it back.
But you'll get wet.
Wet is better than being attacked by old man Fletcher.
Well, I think it stopped.
You're still working on your memoirs?
You bet. I'm almost caught up to the present. Now I'm waiting to see how that documentary pans out.
When is that supposed to be on?
I think Roberta said a week from Tuesday.
I'm sure the millionaires who bought this place are going to watch that documentary and say, oh, look at those poor people. Let's not make more millions. Let's let those nice old people stay where they are.
You never know.
Yes, of course you know. If you stopped living in a dream world, you'd know.
You call it a dream world. I call it reality. I still say we're luckier than most people. We have a roof over our heads, at least till now. We're relatively healthy. We live in a world filled with brilliant musicians and artists and doctors and regular everyday folks who do all sorts of kind and wonderful things for one another. Where are you going?
I'm going to write a letter to Santa Claus and ask him not to bother bringing anything this Christmas.
Forgive him, for he knows not what he's doing.
Attention, everyone. The suggestion box is missing again. Will the person who took it kindly return it? And that's more than a suggestion.
Do you think he'll be all right?
Who knows? He's been under a lot of pressure lately.
Poor guy. Just when he was starting to feel comfortable wearing a dress.
Oh, see that? My cane can stand upright, but I can't.
That's because you only have 2 legs.
Are you still working on that?
I'm almost finished.
Looks like you went from a sweater to a blanket.
You're just jealous.
Yeah, sure. So, how was the documentary?
You mean you didn't see it?
I don't spend my lifetime glued to the TV set. I very seldom watch, and when I do, it's mostly the news.
Don't make me laugh. I never walked by your room when you weren't on your knees with your face up against the screen. If I didn't know better, I'd think you were praying.
I'm adjusting the color.
Black and white are not colors.
So what was the thrust of the piece?
Well, basically, they said that senior citizens deserve to live too.
Gee, who came up with that radical notion?
The best part was watching Anderson Cooper sample the lentil soup.
I suppose Roberto was all over the screen.
Of course. It was his project, and he looked good, just like a movie star.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Annie. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, Annie.
Yeah, happy birthday.
How sweet. But it's not my birthday till June.
Hey, what's the difference? A cake by another name is still a cake.
Okay. Aren't those supposed to be lit?
They were, but the wind blew them out. You'll just have to pretend when you make your wish.
What do you wish for at my age?
Another birthday.
Go ahead, blow them out. Hooray!
Oh, I hate rituals. That's probably why I never belonged to any formal religion.
Look how he manages to connect a simple act of blowing out candles to religion.
The first piece goes to the birthday girl.
Oh, another ritual.
Ah, this is the best cake I've had in years. It's also the only cake I've had in years, so you can't go but me.
I'll never forget the cake we got Mickey Rooney one year. It was bigger than him. He went to cut it, and a gorgeous girl jumped out. I think he married her. I'd like to propose a toast.
With what?
With her imagination. Come on, hold up your glasses. To Annie, may you continue to age with grace and beauty.
Thank you.
A lousy year. just kidding.
You know, when I made my first movie, way back when, they gave me my own chair with my name on the back. That chair meant a lot to me. But I think this bench means even more to me now. I'm so glad you included me in your group.
What group? There are only three of us.
We're more than happy that you joined our group.
I hate groups. I hate all groups. When I first arrived here, a bunch of the guys who had prostate problems had a group. You needed a PSA of 5 or better to join.
That was a joke by that comedian a few weeks ago.
Yeah, well, this isn't. When I was a kid, I refused to join the Boy Scouts. The moment you put a few people together, they start believing they have the answers, and everybody else is wrong. I hate groups.
Are you finished?
Yes, for now.
Well, let's hope the reaction to our documentary does the trick, and we all live happily ever after at Seaside Heights Manor.
No offense, Roberto, but you're not a miracle worker.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm convinced you were sent here for a purpose. Everything God puts on earth has a purpose.
Oh, really?
Yes, everything, including all the people, all the vegetation, and certain animals.
Certain animals? Do you have a list?
Well, what I mean is the nice animals like cats and dogs and raccoons and birds are here because God wanted them here. But certain other animals like small gray things that scare the heck out of you and are ugly beyond belief, I think those evolved on their own.
Paul, you want to jump in here?
I think I ate a candle.
How do you eat a candle? Couldn't you feel something stringy?
I thought it was part of the cake.
But you said you liked the cake.
I do. It's a terrific cake, except for the taste of candles.
The man eats candles.
I think I ate part of my napkin, too.
You ate cake, a candle, and a napkin? You'll probably want to skip dinner.
As long as you didn't swallow your fork. You do still have your fork, don't you?
Oh, here it is.
Does anybody want more?
No, thanks. I still have my napkin and candle to eat.
Yeah.
Is the candle stuck?
I think it's the paper. Can paper kill you?
Only if you read it every day. Should we get a doctor?
No doctor. I have two rules. No tapioca pudding and no doctors. I'm okay now.
I'll take your fork for safety reasons.
I'd like to keep it as a memento.
Paul, that's the sweetest thing ever.
Shouldn't we be taking pictures?
I'll do it. I have my phone.
No. You sit. I'll take one of the two of you.
Not like that. You're going to take a picture of yourself. How do I look?
Like a movie queen.
How about a little cheesecake?
No more cake, thank you.
I think he means he wants to see more of my legs.
Good idea.
Oh, Roberto, I have an idea. I think there's a timer on this. Maybe we can get a picture of the three of us. Here, I'll put it over here.
How long does this take?
I don't know. I never used it before.
My jaw is locking.
My ass is falling asleep.
Oh, let's forget it. We'll get someone inside to take it later. Now, let's clean up this mess.
We'll do it. You sit down and relax.
We'll?
You don't have to. I got it.
I'll bet Mickey Rooney's cake wasn't this good. This may be the best birthday I ever had.
And it's not even your birthday.
Attention, everyone. We have a very special film presentation this evening at 7, starring none other than our own Roberto De La Rosa.
Oh, how embarrassing.
In a fully restored version of Beach Bongo Blast. See you there.
Please, don't go.
Why not? It'll be fun.
We get to see you in swim trunks.
I was a kid. I was all skin and bones.
Maybe they'll have a Q&A after.
I'll bet I could come up with a couple of questions.
I'm going to make sure they don't do that.
Oh, I just love European men. That's probably why I always had trouble looking at American men.
What are you talking about? You married three of them.
I married them, but I didn't look at them.
Last week's comic?
No, 2 weeks ago. What time is it?
I have no idea. It stopped working last month.
Then why do you wear it?
It has the correct time, twice a day.
Shall we?
Do I have a choice?
Attention, everyone. A shoe size 13 has been found in the jacuzzi. We can't tell if it's the right foot or the left.
It's the left.
What did you do with the other one?
I'm using it as a planter.
The shoe is drying in the sauna.
Come on, it's not that cold. Aw, Red, that color looks so good on you.
I can see why Roberto turned it down.
He didn't turn it down. He never got a chance to see it.
Why would somebody leave like that? No forwarding address, nothing.
Well, he did leave me a note.
He did? Why didn't you tell me?
It's kind of personal.
Let me see that.
I'll read it if you don't mind. My dearest, sweetest Annie, sorry to have left in such a haste.
Now, he would use the word haste instead of rush.
I thought it better to leave this way. You'll never know the impact you had on me.
What am I, chopped liver?
I promise to never forget you as I continue my journey. And I hope your journey is filled with wonder, discovery, and joy. Signed, Dino De La Rosa, my real name.
I knew it! I knew it!
I like Roberto better. P.S. Say goodbye to Paul.
Let me see that. Oh, I thought you were kidding about that part. Are you sure he didn't leave a forwarding address at the desk?
Not a word.
Where do you think he went?
Maybe he went back to Italy to track down his son and daughter.
Maybe he went back to Hollywood.
I don't think so.
Do you think he knew all along he was planning to leave like that?
That could explain my birthday party. I guess we should be grateful for the time he did spend with us. He was like our guardian angel.
Did I ever tell you about the time I made him laugh?
You made him laugh?
I told him I had just come back from the doctor's, and the doctor said I was in perfect health and that I could do anything I want, but it better be this week.
I don't remember any comedian doing that joke.
I made it up myself.
Congratulations. See, I'll bet Roberto brought that out in you.
Well, at least our picketing days are over, and I've signed my last petition. Best of all, I don't have to write any more damn letters to AARP.
He sure stirred things up around here.
In the meantime, we're still being evacuated.
Relocated, not evacuated. There's a big difference. And thanks to Roberto, we're winding up at the same place.
Pine View Mansion. I guarantee there isn't a pine in sight.
Yes, I know, and the mansion is probably half the size of this place. I wish I could have spent one more Christmas here.
Why?
I don't know. This place looked pretty with snow around it.
There'll be snow at the new place. It's only 8 miles from here.
Are you finished packing?
Almost. How are we getting there?
I think we should arrive there in style. I ordered a limo.
Whoa!
People respect you more if they think you have money.
I never thought I'd say this, but I'm going to miss this bench. Through thick and thin, through sunshine and rain, through good days and bad days.
You can cut the cliches. I made arrangements to have it shipped to our new place.
You did?
That way we'll have something to remember Roberto by.
Yeah, his rear end.
Better than nothing.
I'm thinking of getting an electric wheelchair at the new place.
Let me know in advance so I'll keep off the pathways. I've decided when I die, I'm leaving everything to you.
And I'm leaving everything to you.
You got the better deal. Want a banana?
Do you have two of them?
Why? Do you want two of them? I offered you a banana. Do you want it or not? We hope you've enjoyed Radioactive Theater's production of A Bench in the Shade. This program was produced and directed by Julie Standrovich and Catherine Thornton. Tune in again next time for Radioactive Theater, a production of Audio Journal, a proud member of the Massachusetts Audio Information Network.